The story starts when we first decided to go travelling to Canada, my wife and I, probably 10 years or so ago.
Yeah.
I'm a very keen fisherman, and we arrived in a small town called Jasper in the middle of the Rockies. And I went to the nearest fishing tackle shop and asked where the best place to catch wild trout was. The man behind the counter said to me, "I know just the place you need. It's about 6 kilometres walk out into the woods, and you'll come across a small lake called the Triangle Lake, and it's about 5 acres large, and it's full of trout."
Did you have transport? Did you hire a car?
No. We were travelling mainly by public transport, trains and buses, and this particular lake was only reached by a track through the forest. So no, even if we had a car, it wouldn't have been any good.
So you're walking through the forest with your fishing gear and your fishing rod and everything, and your wife.
Well, Craig, you know, initially we had to leave very early in the morning. We set off about 5 o'clock, and we trekked. My wife wasn't too happy to set up at 5 o'clock, but after a bit of encouragement, she decided it was a good thing to do, and off we went. We tramped through the forest, and finally arrived at this fantastic, beautiful lake in a fantastic setting, surrounded by forests and mountains, very peaceful mm-hmm. and tranquil. And I started to fish. My wife isn't a keen fisherman, unfortunately. It would have been nice if she joined me on my hobby, but sometimes, you know, wives, you know, have different interests.
So what does she usually do while you're fishing?
She usually moans first that I'm gone fishing, and then she tries to find something else to do. So in this instance, when we went to Triangle Lake, she disappeared just around the corner into another bay where she was going to write some postcards to some friends back home in England.
So she wasn't with you while you were fishing, she was somewhere near?
No, I can just about see the beach she was sitting on, but I couldn't see her and she couldn't see me.
Right.
So I was fishing away quite happily. Didn't catch any fish, unfortunately, but that's not unusual. And then all of a sudden, I heard a car approach me from behind, a sort of a four-wheel drive type Land Rover, Range Rover. And the man got out of the car and he said, and he sort of whispered, sort of a shout whisper, if that makes sense, and said, excuse me, would you like to see a bear? And I turned around and I said, well, yes, I'd love to see a bear, thank you. And he goes, well, if you turn around really slowly, there's one coming up behind you. I said, really? So I looked around slowly, as he advised, and there, right behind me, was a black bear just sort of padding around. Yeah.
How close was it?
Well, it was about 20 feet. 20 feet or so. It was a big bear. That's all I'm saying. It's a big bear. And anyway.
How did you feel?
Well, initially I thought, I haven't seen a bear before. This is amazing. But then I thought, it's a big bear. and I thought, that's it. And the man goes, come to me quickly, but slowly. Don't run, because he will chase you down. I said, oh, okay, fine. He goes, put your fishing tackle down. I said, well, it's expensive. He goes, just put the fishing tackle down. So I slowly walked back to the car. And he says, that's fine. Just when he sees me in a car, he'll go away. You know what, Craig?
What?
He didn't go away at all. No, the man didn't know what he was talking about. Anyway, I said, what are we going to do now? And he goes, well, I'm a ranger for the forest. He goes, I've got a gun. What we do, we fire a shot, and he was scared a bear away, and that would discourage him away from humans and people in the future. So he fired a shot, and you know what the bear did, Craig?
Ran away.
No, kept on coming, and it was getting bigger all the time. And I got in a car, and the man goes, this will work, and he put this like a firework within the gun somehow, and fired the gun, and it made a real whiz-bang type noise.
A louder noise.
Very much so, like a thunderclap noise. And the bear...
Did that scare the bear?
It did, it scared me, I was in the car. And anyway, the bear shot away up the hill into the forest, and, you know, and everything was fine. You know? And I thanked the ranger, and I said, what was that? And he says, that was a black bear. And I said, what would it have done to me if you hadn't come along? He goes, well, it could have just walked behind you. It could have tapped you on the shoulder. Who knows what it could have done?
It could have killed you, couldn't it?
I don't like to think about it, Craig. But, yes, I think I could have been Guilt.
So
yes.
What happened to your wife when all this was going on?
Well, she didn't finish her postcards because obviously all she heard was me fishing and whistling to myself and, you know, being a lovely, peaceful moment. And a car pulls up and hears, because she can't see me, she hears a car pulled up and then a man start talking to me and then she hears a gunshot. So, you know, I have a tendency sometimes to get into trouble when I'm travelling and not in
that
any
That surprises
big...
me.
No, well, and anyway, this particular instance, all she heard was the car pull up, the gunshot, and she was surprised.
She didn't see the bear?
She didn't see the bear at all. She just thought I'd been shot by a stranger in the forest. Anyway, she came round the corner, and she did have a very dry mouth. My wife can talk. She can talk very well. But this particular day, she was lost for words. She goes, "Are you all right?" And then she saw the man in the ranger's outfit, you know, for like the ranger from the forest. It was like, he was like that. He was green with a big hat and everything, and a gun. And she says, "Are you okay?" And I said, "I've just seen a black bear." And do you know the first thing she said?
What?
"Not if I'm okay." No. Nothing. "Are you okay? Did it hurt you?" No.
What did she say?
"Did you take a photograph?" And I said, "Well, no, of course I didn't take a photograph. He nearly killed me, unless this man with the gun hadn't come along." And that is my bear story. Fortunately, I'm here to tell it.